Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we are joined by Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you again. A whole new year. Hopefully it's a whole clean slate. Nothing's gone too awry, unlike my plumbing. But... Hey, we got some new stuff, new goals. And speaking of goals, you've got a reminder for us about that.
I do. Good morning, everyone. You know, it is hard to believe with all the weather that we've been having, but we are officially into the year 2024. As the new year comes around, people might ask, what are your New Year's resolutions? What goals will you be wanting to achieve this year? And, you know, according to our state specialist, Elizabeth Kish, she says that when it comes to goal setting, we tend to think it's all or nothing. You know, we think maybe I have to do this or I have to focus on that, you know, but that is not necessarily the best or most successful way to achieve what we're looking for this next year. Instead, maybe we should take a longer look at our goals. So think about this. There are 168 hours in a week. How much of that time do we need to actually achieve our personal or maybe financial or maybe health goals that we have maybe set for the new year? Some things only take about an hour a week. You can make a big amount of progress in a project by spending an hour or two a week regularly. So you spend an hour or two out of that 168, that's not much. For example, different friends of mine have a goal to read a book, but maybe they feel overwhelmed, or maybe you're starting by just spending 5 to 10 minutes a day reading, which we all know will turn into 20 or 30 plus minutes, or maybe you read a chapter a night, whatever that is. Or if our goal is to maybe be in better physical shape, maybe dedicate 15 to 20 minutes a few times a week as an entry point. And then, you know, maybe you're thinking, well, when am I going to get that fit in? Well, you might wake up 15 to 20 minutes earlier. I know this can be hard on those cold winter mornings, but maybe that isn't a good time for you. Maybe you want to spend part of your lunch break getting some extra steps in. More often than not, we need to be easier on ourselves because we are our own worst critics, and instead take a, you know, kinder approach to ourselves and our goals for the new year. If you want to increase your family's maybe emergency fund, what you could do is maybe plan to put aside a small amount each month. And maybe that's as little as $10 a month, which is hard. This might not seem like a lot, but over a year, that's $120 in your emergency fund that you didn't have before. So maybe it's not stopping for your morning drink each day. Maybe instead you're making it at home before you leave the house. Or maybe you eat out one less time, maybe either as an individual or as a couple, or maybe even as a family, and you put that money into your emergency fund. I would also encourage all couples and families to talk about the goals, particularly when it comes to spending money. You all need to be on the same page. And, you know, when it's appropriate, involve those kids, particularly as they're growing older and the tradition into helping with expenses such as vehicles, insurance, maybe even weddings and other big events that might be coming up. They might also have some material things that maybe they're willing to give up, or maybe they're willing to save their own money for. Or better yet, they might have a great idea on how to save some money. And, you know, it's always good at the beginning of the year, and again, it's not too late now to sit down and what are some of the goals, again, that we have as a family, but what are some of the big expenses? You know, maybe your kid's wanting to get more involved in a youth club or activity. Well, how much is that going to cost? How much do you need to have saved for that so you're prepared? You know, many of us are fearful that we will outlive our money. We wonder, how are we going to stay active, interested, and curious in all of those things? All of that has to do with family resource management. I always say that successful money management is that you get to the end of your life and have some money left, and you're meeting those goals, whatever they are. So if you need more financial information or have questions, we do have a publication online entitled How Are You Doing? A Financial Checkup. You can find it on our Frontier District webpage. And then under my webpage under there, under Family Resource Management. And that's just a self-assessment that you can take as an individual, if you're living by yourself, or maybe even as a family to see where you're at and maybe what your goals might be, so how you can achieve those in the next year. you know, sometimes whatever goals you're setting, don't take your intended actions. Don't beat yourself up. Just go where you're at and keep thinking ahead. Think, how can I make this a little better? What can I do to help myself achieve those goals? And share your goals, maybe write them down. You know, if you're in a family, maybe put them somewhere that all of you see as you head out the door in the morning, and check in on them periodically and see how you're doing. But don't obsess over them, because that's never good either. But again, for more information on family resource management, you can contact me at 785-828-4438.
This reminds me a lot of when I make yarn. I use either a spinning wheel at times, but I also use a drop spindle. And the saying about using a spindle is that it's slower by the hour, but faster by the week. Because all of those little bits and pieces, like standing in line at the post office or whatever, where you manage to knock out a few yards, all the little repeated efforts add up into one big goal.
That does. And then you look back at the end of the year and you think, I saved this amount, whether it's for my emergency fund or my fund, you know, maybe you want to have some money to go do something fun with next year. So every little bit helps.
Exactly. And I know we've gone over this before, but if folks want to get a hold of you because they've got questions or need some help, the best way to get a hold of you would be?
At the Linden office at 785-828-4438.
Well, thank you very much. Always good to talk to you. And we look forward to hearing some more good stuff like this in the new year. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredithine Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.